Hey, I'm Tracy Burns. Welcome to Wine on the Street. So here we are, Friday afternoon, with my good friend, Gary Fish at Gary's Wine in Wayne, New Jersey. We're also joined by Scott Sullivan, his big-time marketing dude who happens to actually know about wine at all the same time. All right, so here we are. I had a question for these guys. You're making burgers this weekend. How the heck do you know what kind of wine to serve? So, Scott, you first. Do I care about the meat, the cheese, the topping, the crowd? Where do I start with this whole thing?
Well, first, I'd focus on the meat because that's dominating your burger. So you want a great red wine that's going to pair well with the meat. You want something that's going to go nicely with the caramelization of the meat. So I'd suggest going with like a nice Pinot Noir or a nice red blend with that.
Gary, where would you start?
Who am I inviting over?
People you like versus people you don't your mother-in-law versus your...
Well, the point is, if I have people that don't know anything about wine, right, my budget's going to be a little different. I may lean towards something a little more like a good Zinfandel,
like
but it's simple.
Like you're not pulling out the Petrus if they don't understand wine.
Exactly.
I get it.
But that, so the first thing I think about is the group of people. Because
fair
sometimes
enough.
The more sophisticated wines, even if it's just a Pinot Noir, mm-hmm. they may not appreciate it.
Fair enough.
And also, are we outside? Are we inside? Is it going to be hot out? You know, those kind of things.
Because that's hard, too, with red wines. When it gets hot, the wine all of a sudden starts to not taste right.
I put an ice bucket.
The wine?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
all right, so let's say we got nice weather. You actually do like the people that are coming over.
Okay.
And they're wine people, but they're not collectors.
Okay. So we pick two things to try.
Yes.
The Spur, which is a funky red blend.
Which it's is got, what Scott said, go with a blend.
And it's got the kitchen sink, as we said, right?
It certainly does.
It sure does have everything, and it's got Petit Sirah, Petit Verdot. Now, Petit Verdot is ink, really, really dark. Cabernet Sauvignon, Malbec, and Cabernet Franc.
Interesting that Cab Franc is, or is it the Petit Sirah? No, the Petit Verdot. Isn't that kind of like the salt on your steak? They always like throw it in at the end.
Well, they throw a little.
But there's a lot
bit in
here.
Yeah, there is a lot.
29%.
And to me, that's a real lot because it's usually a dark inky. Why don't we taste
the Spur?
Yeah, because we're talking about. Let's taste
okay,
the Spur.
So the
I mean,
spur,
you can see the color right there. I mean, the color
dark.
Is deep. And that's coming from the Petit Verdot there.
Yeah.
It's got like a purple hue to it, right? Mm-hmm. Like a... Actually, that's my phone that's making it purple. Start over.
Yeah, and there's a ruby purple mm-hmm. color.
It's got definitely dark. And it's funny because in the aromas...
Oh, that's yummy.
I expected tannin. But
right.
you don't get that.
Mm-mm.
You get a little... Cherry, dark cherry, mm-hmm. you know, that black cherry.
Mm-hmm.
So why do you think this
smokiness.
Is working with my burger?
Well, it's got the richness.
To offset the meat.
Yeah, so you got the fat in the meat, right? Mm-hmm. Burgers are fatty. Let's assume you've got caramelized, you say caramelized meat, but I'm
yes.
also thinking caramelized onions.
Yeah,
and you know what we've been playing with is we've been taking and you caramelize onions in advance, right?
Yeah.
Chop them up. You take mushrooms.
Love it already.
And then you take... cheese. What kind of cheese have we used? And you blend that all into the burger.
Oh, yum.
Right? And what it does is it gives you a lot of moisture, mm-hmm. you know, between the mushrooms and the onions. The meat doesn't dry out.
Right, right.
So you can get it almost more well done because people like their burgers more well, but
oh,
still
see,
have the
I
juiciness.
Like them bloody and still,
yeah, but a
still
lot of
alive.
Don't.
Yeah, same here.
That's kind of cool. So I think this would go with something like that. Where
so
got
now you brought
all
up all the other stuff. So now do I have to, let's just say I'm like the girl that likes, I don't know what, cheddar and jalapenos. Like, do then you rethink the wine choice?
Yes.
You do.
So now what you've done is the cheddar is fine, that jalapeno, you have heat.
Right.
So when you have heat in the food, you can't have tannin.
So
you
does
want
that,
something that'll be a little bit more sweeter.
Right.
So does that bring us then to the Pinot?
Let's taste Pinot. This is not a sweet Pinot style, but you could go now at that point maybe with a rosé that has some sweetness to it. We've talked about rosés.
Mm.
Maybe a rosé that has some sweetness. You could go with a red blend that is sweeter. This red blend, to me, didn't have a lot of sweetness.
No,
if
you went with maybe something like a Zinfandel, might have a little bit more sweetness too.
Right.
For the cheddar jalapeno burger.
Yeah.
Yes.
What about the old school American cheese burger? Like, for instance, were I an awful person and serving my son wine, even though he's only 14, with his plain Jane American cheese burger, what would it be?
Pinot Noir.
Yeah.
I think the red blend
is going to be a perfect.
Okay, so this is a Pinot Noir.
So this is Aiken 2011 Pinot Noir.
Out of Napa. Out of Sonoma.
Sonoma. The winery is in Napa, but the fruit comes from Sonoma. Bright fruit on the nose. Isn't this great?
I'm a Pinot girl, too, man. This is great. So this, perfect with your American cheese burger.
Wow, this is real.
It's every really time nice.
My son had a hand in this. I just want to say that. When he was 18, he did harvest.
And he helped me.
No, at the winery. Not in New Jersey.
I mean, yeah.
Here.
Yes. Your son who's now graduated?
Yes.
How about that?
So this was his first real job experience with making, helping make Aiken Wine. His hands were in the fruit.
Oh, that's really
cool.
So
he wanted to bring home 20 cases.
Okay, so Pinot Noir with my American cheeseburger.
And that lasts a long time.
Yeah.
So Pinot Noir.
I still got it.
And also, if you're having a variety of foods, if you have grilled salmon or anything like that, this thing would rock with that. It's unbelievable.
Pinot's like, it's kind of underrated, I feel like. I feel like you could do it with just about everything.
It's very versatile.
Yeah.
I mean, Pinot Noir can be heavy and bold from California, or it can be sometimes lighter in
What I wouldn't
France.
Do is I wouldn't do it with something with a real tomato-y sauce. You know, you need more acidity than you get, especially from California
yes.
Pinot.
But why is it that the big, you know, testosterone-filled cab drinkers of the world just cannot wrap their heads around Pinot Noir?
Because cab is big. It's bold.
It's muscular.
It's muscular. Well, like you said it, right?
It is, though.
But
it is. But, I mean, if you can appreciate a good cab, shouldn't you be able to appreciate a good Pinot? I see. You're struggling with it, too. Maybe it's a girl thing. I don't know.
I'm thinking about the people that I know that, you know, we're all start off with a great Pinot, and they'll say, oh, that's really good, really good.
Where's the cab?
And then we'll get to a mother cab, and say, oh, my God, this was great. You know, and the Pinot may be a better quality wine, but they like that big fat cab. Nothing wrong
right.
with that.
Because it's bombastic, like a cab should
oh,
be.
Oh, I like that know. Word.
Mm-hmm. Bombastic cabernet.
All right, so barbecue this weekend, a good blend, or a Pinot, you can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong.
Absolutely.
Gary's got this plastic glass that he's shaking in my face right now because he dropped it. I thought it was real, and I panicked.
So go Vino.
Go Vino.
Go Vino or go home. This is the shape is identical to the stemless Riedel glasses. So
right.
It looks like what would be a red wine glass from Riedel. And it's plastic, it's you just don't want to wash it in a dishwasher.
Because it'll get that funky shape. I do that to all my kids' cups.
Yeah.
So but first of all, what's your thought on these stemless glasses to begin with, now that we're going here? Because sometimes I know a lot of wine snobs don't like it because they feel it warms the wine.
I, as a wine snob, prefer... I like the stem because I like swirling it all
Same
the time.
Here.
But for me, outside in the summer when you're just drinking and I'm trying not to be a snob, I'm trying to break away from
yes.
myself,
yes.
My inner self.
And you're drinking a great rosé, that's perfect.
You throw this in the freezer.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's
there
a good idea.
You go.
You take the rosé, throw that in the freezer like 20 minutes, right? And then like 10:30 in the morning.
In the morning.
On a nice hot day. You're sitting there, right? You take this out and you start sipping on it, and it's like perfect.
It's certainly better than using a red solo cup, too.
Much better.
All right, it's go Vino.
Go Vino.
Go Vino or go home. Go have a burger. Go get a Pinot. Just do something. Scott, Gary, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cintani.